Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of A Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Is Leadership Something That You Are Born With? And the reason that I want to talk about this is simply because it doesn't matter whether you are a born leader or not. You can become a good leader. So, Rudy Giuliani said that leaders need to be optimists. Their vision is beyond the present. So, are effective leaders born or made? It's an important question in the modern world because more and more careers require excellent leadership as well as a solid skill set and great work. One of the things that I want to talk about here is that we just inaugurated a new president yesterday. And his leadership style is to be combative and argumentative. And that was obvious through his Twitter feeds and every social media that he has used up to date. And he still is going to be on Twitter and has said so, even while he's president. So, some people think that good leaders are born that way, with certain innate characteristics that clearly show they should be in a position of leadership. This may be true, but it can also often be a case of belief in oneself, deciding to cultivate strength, minimize weaknesses, and seize opportunities if and when they are present themselves. Owning one's strengths, a good leader is self-aware and knows their own strengths and weaknesses. They may learn at a young age that they have these characteristics, or they may develop over time. And here's something that I would like to say, that someone who's a natural leader, even when they are young kids or in their early 20s, those skills just seem to come out because they tend to be the ones that everyone seems to turn to go to someone in authority and be their spokesperson because that person seems to be more articulate. They seem to cultivate and develop the skills needed to become a good leader. So most of us learn what a good leader is through the experience of dealing with good and bad leaders. These could be parents, but most often they are good and bad teachers. This starts with education and continues into social situations, such as volunteering and the workplace. A good teacher is a good leader who gives clear instructions, expects them to be followed, and holds people under them to a high standard of achievement. They follow, and they know how to get the best out of people and make those people aspire to their best. They are often worth admiring because they are not perfect, yet they are humble enough to admit it. They are honest and fair and put others first instead of being out there themselves. And let's talk a little bit more about leadership simply because a leader is someone who you follow or tend to follow over time. So, what makes a good leader? How do they grow? How do they look at becoming good leaders? And this is something that people don't always think about, simply because they just don't know what it means. So what I want to do is go into it with a little bit more detail. So a good teacher is a good leader who gives clear instructions, expects them to be followed, and holds people under them to a high standard of achievement. They know how to get the best out of people and make those people aspire to be their best. Okay, so the first thing we're talking about is someone that knows how to get the best out of you. They are someone worth admiring because they are not perfect, yet they are humble enough to admit it. They are honest and fair and put others first instead of being out there for themselves. Many people are born with the qualities, but others develop them over time, and they take on more and more leadership roles, such as the lead in a school play, head of the debating team, volunteer for a committee, and so on. By the time they're in the working world, they already have multiple examples of ways they've taken the lead at school, college, and in the community at large. Haven't you met someone at one time or another that just seemed to be a great leader, that they were always ready to volunteer to do something, or they were always willing to take on that leadership role where a leader was needed? So, once in the business world, they continue to develop their leadership skills through taking courses, getting promoted, and reading up on both their business and industry, and about leadership in general. A true leader will hire people who are actually stronger than them in certain skill sets. This does not threaten a good leader. Rather, it emerges them and their team. A good leader understands that a team has to work together. And I've used assessment profiles where we talk about CARE: the creator, the advancer, the refiner, the enforcer. Then there's the one that works as a team leader that covers all four quadrants. And why is that important? Simply reason: the creator understands that he can take an idea, he can create it, he can mold it, he can put it out there. The advancer takes it, they look at it, they see is it what they need, or does it need to go back for more work to be done on it, or can it be refined down? And the refiner takes it, he looks at it, he molds it down to what it needs to be. And then you've got the enforcer, who takes the whole concept of the plan and helps to enforce it and make it work. So what a good leader understands is how to take and work that team to get it to work completely as like a well-oiled wheel. So a true leader will hire people who actually are stronger than them in certain skill sets. This does not threaten a good leader. Rather, it energizes them and their team. Acknowledging one's weaknesses. A good leader acknowledges that everyone has weaknesses, and it is nothing to be ashamed of. They openly admit their weaknesses and reveal them to others as needed in order to get help with them. They know that they are not perfect, and they try to minimize the impact of their weakness by trying to impact the skill through various self-improvement strategies, controlling opportunities. A good leader takes an educated risk. The education comes from experience. A good leader may be born with what we might call good instincts and a willingness to listen to people rather than ignore them. But generally speaking, leaders, good or bad, energize and emerge through particular sets of circumstances. Those circumstances lead to opportunities. A great leader knows not to jump at an opportunity. Rather, they evaluate each and select the ones that make sense to the specific project at hand. You gotta have faith. If you feel your talents and skills can be put to best use in a leadership role, you need to have faith in yourself to take on the challenges and responsibilities. Being a leader may not be all it's cracked up to be. It may not be as glamorous as you initially thought. For example, you might work really hard to get a promotion, only to discover how difficult it can be to get people to work together as a team. Faith in yourself, along striving to do the right thing, will carry you through even the tough times. Great leaders are sometimes born, but more often they are made through the opportunities that they create for themselves through self-awareness, effort, and all they have to offer others. If you aspire to lead, it's time to cultivate the skills that you need to succeed. And what I would like to do is talk a little bit about transformational leadership, because what happens is that transformation leadership is ideal if you want to create a leadership development program with the power to transform your business. Help your leaders adapt their approach to motivate and inspire within a diverse organization. Understand leadership strengths and weaknesses and plan for higher levels of performance. So, how does it work? Insights Transformational Leadership explores all aspects of leadership development within the context of your business. Our team of experts will guide you and your leaders through the 8 dimensions of leadership, enabling them to examine their effectiveness in each of these areas. So, using what you do is it's planning for continuous leadership development, influencing key stakeholders, self and peer coaching. So, we're talking about self and peer coaching. So, what happens when you're talking about when you want to position yourself as a leader? So, let's look at some of the things that you can look for and how you can provide some of the skills that can help you. So, okay. What you want to do is build around 8 specific skills, which is which is one of the things that you want to be able to do is align yourself with the leadership philosophy. Experience shows that leadership models are only truly effective when they are deeply embedded into the fabric of the organization and become an integral part of the leader's day-to-day business. Insights Transformational Leadership can be co- customized to align with your leadership performance. A commitment to results. A highly practical approach explores each of the leadership dimensions, inspiring leaders to excel. So, here are some things to think about when you look at the underlying assumptions of success. To be successful and sustainable, the Insights Transformational Leadership Development Process encourages and will focus on the following key principles: promoting an understanding of self and others by a willingness to adapt and connect, using the insights language to emerging as an organization with language and behavior, encouraging and owning leaders' biases and operating patterns, taking accountable for changing themselves through receiving the feedback from their manager, peers, and direct reports. Okay, so if we're going to look at leadership and what does it mean, and some of the different styles of leadership, let's talk about the styles of leadership, because this is something that a lot of people don't understand, that when you have a system or a way of leading, then how do you discover what is good leadership? So, what a good leader needs to be able to do is set priorities. They need to set team goals. They need to be able to collect feedback. And let's start about the priorities they may need to look at and how we can help them build some of those priorities and discover the things that makes a good leader. So, leadership insights are ever important part of developing as a leader. Leadership is increasingly needed in unpredictable circumstances. It's leaders who are expected to show the way forward, often by thinking directly. That means you need to stretch your thinking and enhance your practice by applying fresh leadership insights to the workplace. Theories and models are helpful, but they can also be limiting. Insights can provoke you to think differently and suggest practical ways to turn thought into action. So now what we're talking about is how you can learn to become a good leader. Some people are born leaders, but some people can learn to be some of the best leaders that are out there. So theories and models can provide useful frameworks for our thinking, and they can also be limiting. If we allow our thinking to stay within the confines of a framework, they can be counterproductive. So, okay, here's some things to think about. As a leader, what are the things that you would be interested in doing that would help you to develop good leadership styles? So, here are some things to think about that always need some leadership styles. So, let's talk about the 12 different types of leadership styles. You can be on automatic leadership, You can be a democratic leadership. You can be a strategic leader, a transformational leader, a team leader, a cross-cultural leader, a facilitative leader, and so on. So, here are some things to think about. Taking a team from ordinary to extraordinary means understanding and embracing the difference between management and leadership, according to consultant Peter Drucker. Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things. A manager and a leader are two completely different roles, although we often use the terms interchangeably. Managers are facilitators of their team members' success. They ensure that their people have everything that they need to be productive and successful, that they're well-trained, happy, and have minimal roadblocks in their path, and they're being groomed for the next level, that they are recognized for great performance and coached through their challenges. So as you can see, what does a manager do? They facilitate team members. They train them with the skills to get them to the next level. Conversely, a leader can be anyone on the team who has a particular talent, who is creatively thinking out of the box and has a great idea, who has experience in certain aspects of the business or project that can prove useful to the manager and the team. A leader leads based on strengths, not titles. The best managers consistently allow different leaders to emerge and inspire the teammates and themselves to the next level. So as you can see, right now, what are we doing? We're talking about the differences between managers and leaders and how managers can help leaders shine within the group. The best managers consistently allow different leaders to emerge and inspire their teammates to the next level. When you're dealing with ongoing challenges and changes and you're in uncharted territory with no means of knowing what comes next, no one can be expected to have all the answers or rule the team with an iron fist based solely on the title of their business card. It just doesn't work that way day to day. Operations. Sometimes a project is a long series of obstacles and opportunities coming at you at high speed, and you need every ounce of your collective hearts and minds and skill sets to get through it. This is why the military style of a top-down leadership is never effective in the fast-paced world of adventure racing, or for that matter, our daily lives. I truly believe in Tom Peters' observation that the best leaders don't create followers. They create more leaders. When we share leadership, we're all a heck of a lot smarter, more nimble, and more capable. And in the long run, especially when that long run is fraught with unknown and unforeseen challenges. So, as you can see, we've been talking about leadership and the differences in the styles of leadership and the importance of strengths and weaknesses and how managers within a company help the different leaders within the group shine and bring out their skills, their abilities, whatever it is that they need to help them be best at what they do. So when you think about it, being a good leader is innate to a degree, but you can also learn to become a good leader. It's a matter of understanding how to compliment people, that you can be a natural leader in that people will want to follow you. Or you can be a leader like Trump, who looks at people and demeans them and criticizes them and bullies them to get what he wants. That is not being a good leader. All that is doing is creating animosity and opening up a world for people who love to bully others and put them down because they are different. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we can sit down with you as a group and help you to build your leadership skills.